Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we're recording today, as we always do, in the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and joining me is Mike Toby from the men's basketball team. Mike, welcome. How's your summer going?
It's going pretty nice. I've been in Charlottesville taking classes and working out, so.
Back in August 2012, you made your unofficial UVA debut in a gym outside of Amsterdam in front of maybe 50 fans. To me, that day doesn't seem all that long ago. From your perspective, have your college years flown by?
Yeah, definitely. They flew by way too quickly. it doesn't feel that long ago to me either. I was just talking to a couple guys on the team that came in with me. They were saying 4 years ago we were in Europe around this time, and now we're getting ready to play our last year, so it's crazy.
What's your focus in the gym been this summer? Is Mike Curtis stressing anything in particular with you in terms of strength and conditioning?
Yeah, just trying to get stronger every day and help translate that onto the basketball floor a little bit better than the past years. So I think a lot of that's just playing a little bit lower and just having my balance better, because I think sometimes I would just be playing too upright and it's easy to get knocked over or not be as strong when you don't have a good base.
On the current roster, you're listed at 253 pounds, I think, mm-hmm. which is what you played at last year, close to it. Was there an adjustment period when you gained weight and got up into the 250s for you to learn how to carry that weight? And are you more comfortable with it now than maybe you were initially?
Yeah, I mean, I've been consistently over 250 for the past 2 years. Actually, this year I've gotten even up to 260. So
So you're 260 now?
Yeah. Yeah, so but the roster's fine.
What did you come in as?
227, I think it was my first weight, yeah.
Significant weight gain then.
Yeah.
Hey, your strength has gone up, I would assume, too.
Yes, sir, yeah.
You've started 41 games over your 3 years here. You were named the ACC's Sixth Man of the Year last season. You satisfied with how you've played during your career? I know at this time last season or before last season, you know, you felt there were things you definitely could have been doing better.
I think that as a team, we've definitely done a good job. But individually, I feel like I haven't really met my expectations. And I just feel like going into this last year, seeing what Darion was able to do last year, hopefully can make an impression like that and just kind of go out there and just hopefully meet my expectations personally.
The team has been working out and practicing here together since the middle of June. After 3 years with Justin Anderson, is it strange not to hear his voice in the gym, in the locker room, everywhere? I mean, he's not really one of the quieter guys you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah, I think it's definitely strange, like you said, to not hear his voice and just have a little bit of quiet time in the locker room on the court. But, no, definitely we're gonna miss him as a leader and as a great player for our team. And just even, like, as a friend, he's a really good friend to everybody on the team. So definitely we miss him, but I think at this point we're kind of getting too adjusted to playing without him.
There were Wahoos everywhere you looked in the NBA Summer League this month. Justin, Joe, Akil, Darion, did you watch many of those games? Did you follow them at all?
Yeah, no, definitely. I definitely kept track of them.
What do you think? I mean, I know Justin got a lot of headlines for his play. What do you think? Surprised at all by how well he did?
No, I thought he did great. I mean, I think he's really improved. Like, obviously, he played last year, but even after the season, you just see a different drive in him and different focus. That I think he did a really good job of translating that into his summer league play. And just even watching the other guys like Akil, Darion, and Joe, and then just seeing Darion's team win the whole thing was really exciting.
This year, for the first time since Coach Bennett came to Virginia in 2009, there's been significant turnover on his staff. Richie McKay, Brad Soucy, and Mark Vershaw have new gigs, and mm-hmm. Brad Soderberg and Orlando Vandross have joined the staff here. What have those changes meant for the players? Is there a different feel to it with those guys gone and new guys in?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit weird. I mean, because I've been here for 3 years with the same people and just having the new coaches and work their way in. But honestly, they fit in perfectly. I think they're just great additions to our program. And both Coach Soderberg and Coach O, we call them, have done a great job of just really making everyone feel like, I don't know, it doesn't really feel like a much of a change, to be honest with you. They're just two great coaches and great, great guys that are easy to talk to as well.
One of the holdovers on the staff is Ron Sanchez, who was promoted to associate head coach early this month. If memory serves, Ron was your lead recruiter when you were in high school. How far back do you go with him, and what kind of recruiter was him?
Well, I just remember the first game Coach Sanchez ever came to of mine, I played absolutely terrible. And I was just like, oh, I ruined my whole opportunity to go to the school. But
where were you then?
I was in high school. I was at some little tournament. I just remember him showing up, and I kind of just freaked out and played poorly. But no, definitely. I mean, I think I have a really good relationship with Coach Sanchez. We've really kind of developed a good relationship over the last couple of years, and I was happy for him to see he got the promotion.
Akil Mitchell had by far his best season at Virginia when he was a senior in 2013-14, and the same was true for Darion last season. As you mentioned, you're at that stage of your college career, one season left, and you'll play a prominent role this winter. Do you feel good about where you stand going into this final year?
Yeah. I think this year is going to be a good year. Just as a team, I think we've been doing a really good job in practices of just kind of getting everyone to play, have good chemistry, because we have new guys adjusting to new positions. Like, I think Mariel will have to step up. Devin Hall will get more playing time, mm-hmm. and then also the addition of Darius Thompson, along with the other guys that have played in the past. But, yeah, I mean, I think hopefully this year I could be a little bit more of a leader, and just, like I said before, just try and kind of meet more of my expectations.
In the summer before your second year, you played on the USA basketball team that won the gold medal at the Under-19 World Championships in Prague. Your teammates included Aaron Gordon, Montrezl Harrell, Jahlil Okafor, Alfred Payton, Marcus Smart, Jarnell Stokes, and Justice Winslow, all of whom are now on NBA rosters. Is it safe to assume the NBA is a goal for you too?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's definitely a goal. And it was cool watching all those guys that I played with, even like the first, last year's draft, watching right. I think four of them went in like the top seven or some close to like top 10 or something like
Gordon,
that.
Gordon, Payton, Smart. Yeah,
last year. So three. But just like it was cool watching them play. And then it's also kind of a bit of a motivation for me just to have 1 year left. So just kind of leave it all on the line.
Where do you think you need to improve for that dream to become reality?
Just I think rebounding, defense, and just being more consistent offensively and just all around game. This year I just really just kind of focused on being more aggressive, and I don't know, I think the last 2 years in particularly, I think my freshman year I kind of just shot the ball every time I touched it. But I think these last 2 years I've been a little bit timid in some situations where I would just kind of be hesitant when not necessarily trusting my own abilities. And I think going into this last year, like I kind of watched Darion, he just had a different confidence about him. He's saying, kind of having it's 1 year left, I can do what I can do. So just kind of going into it with that mentality.
Malcolm Brogdon is involved with USA basketball. This summer he's playing for the U.S. in the Pan American Games. Have you been following him on TV?
Yeah, no, actually I was watching him last night. I saw him hit a couple threes, and then I saw him barely squeak a dunk in last night. So I'll make sure to give him crap about that when he gets back.
With Malcolm gone for much of this month, some of the other guards have gotten more work, including Darius Thompson, who you mentioned. For UVA fans who have not seen Darius play other than that infamous game at Tennessee a couple of years ago, what can they expect from him?
Yeah, Darius is a great player. He really is. He adds a different dimension to our team, I would say. He's not like any of our other guards. I guess in some ways he is, but he gets out on the break really well. He's really long and athletic, and he'll be. I think the fans are really going to like the way he plays because he's exciting to watch.
Another guy who was in the program last year but did not play is Jack Salt. How much progress have you seen from him since the first time you got on the court with him last summer?
Oh, I think Jack has tremendously improved. He's really done a great job of working on his footwork and his shooting ability as well. Last year when he came in, Jack was pretty raw, but you can kind of tell what kind of player he was going to be. And he's maintained that physicalness and aggressive mentality, but I think he just really improved his skills. And I'll give it to him. He's worked really hard on it, and that's awesome to see him do that every day. And then now when he shoots a jump shot, I have to contest it a little more, and it's great though. I mean, it's awesome to watch him improve.
I mean, the coaches and other players all talk about his physicality and his aggressiveness. As a guy who goes head to head with him a lot, does that make you better? I mean, hey, somebody banging on you in practice like that?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, Jack is definitely I've gotten my fair share of Jack Salt elbows to the face. So I think definitely makes me better every day. And the coaches don't really call too many fouls in practice. So I think just playing through that contact is great as well. But just watching him improve, too, has been great.
Only one true newcomer in the program this summer. That's Jared Reuter, another big guy, another physical guy. Mm-hmm. What's your early impressions of him?
Jared, I think Jared's going to be a really good player for us. He came in, he had to lose a little bit of weight, but just these last couple of months, just watching his body transform, he's done a great job with that. He's worked really hard, and I know coming in as the only freshman has got to be hard at times, and at the end of the day, you'll see his face, and he just looks real tired, but he really works so hard, and I think that's one of his best attributes is his work ethic. Real physical guy, and he's definitely going to be a good player for us.
This is obviously a veteran team and upperclassmen like Anthony Gill and Malcolm and yourself may not have as much room for improvement as a younger player would, but has anybody really stood out to you this summer on the team as having made significant strides?
Definitely. Overall, I think everyone's definitely improved and everyone's had a good focus because of going out in the tournament kind of early last year, not meeting our expectations. But I think one of the biggest, to me, one of the biggest biggest improvements of anyone has been Devin Hall. I think he's really worked on his game and he's done a great job. And you just can really tell he's kind of made his game a little bit more sound and a little less rushed. And his shot is also looking a lot better too. So I'm excited to be able to play with him more this year.
Last season seemed to end especially abruptly with the loss to Michigan State, and I know how disappointed everybody associated with the program was to not at least get back to the Sweet 16. But once you got a little distance from that game and that loss, were you able to look back on the season and kind of take pride in all the things you were able to accomplish, this ACC regular season title and the wins over all the teams on the mm-hmm. on the schedule?
Does
the loss just tarnish everything?
I think it was great. I tell when people say, oh, good season. I'm like, oh, we had a good regular season. It's just the way it ended kind of just really is has a bad taste in all of our mouths. And I think it's going to help motivate us for this year. But, I guess in some ways it's nice to see what we can do, what we did. And we won the regular season twice in a row. But I think it's more of a motivation of the way it ended.
I'm not sure there will be a more experienced team than Virginia around the country this season. Malcolm and AG are fifth-year seniors. You mm-hmm. and Evan Nolte are fourth years. London's only halfway through his career, and he's already started 65 games. Devin Hall's in his third year in the program. Darius played as a freshman at Tennessee, and Isaiah Wilkins and Mariel Shayok played important minutes here last season. Given all that experience and the talent, what are realistic expectations for this team, do you think?
I think right now our expectations are to just be better than we were last year. And wherever that takes us, hopefully, every year, obviously every team's goal is to win like a national championship, an ACC championship. But I think for us, if we can just be better than we were last year and finish strong, those are reachable expectations for us.
You were young for your class when you arrived at UVA. Will you turn 21 before you graduate?
I turned 21 in October. So.
Okay, so yeah, you will get there.
We're literally right before the seasons.
Your friend and teammate, Cade Curvin, will be living on the lawn this coming school year. Have you scouted out his room, and will that be a second home for you? The rest of the team this year.
Absolutely, yeah. Cade's got a great spot. We're really excited to every day go in there. He's thinking about investing in a GameCube, so get some Mario Strikers, maybe some Super Smash Bros. In there, and definitely going to be sleeping on his couch during the day in between classes.
You're a history major, right? So you have classes near there too. So
yeah,
that's close. Convenient for you.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got it. That's why I was excited.
You obviously spend a lot of your time at John Paul Jones Arena. When you're away from the team, away from basketball, what are your favorite places on grounds outside of JPJ?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Or around town.
I like the lawn a lot. Every year that we've been here, I've had a good friend who's lived on the lawn, so it's been nice to like go there and just check it out. But I don't know. I kind of like my apartment as well. Just kind of like laying on the couch, laying in my bed after like a tough day of practice. But I don't know. Just like the normal spots, I guess.
All right, I know you got to get rolling. You got some basketball to play this afternoon. You get a little bit of a break between the end of the final summer school session and the start of the fall semester. You got anything big planned?
Yeah, I think me and my family are going to go down and visit my sister who plays volleyball at the University of Delaware. So hopefully we can go see her and then maybe go to the beach for like a weekend or something like that.
Well, I'll help you get a little time off. And thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks
for having me. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check VirginiaSports.com for information on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.